This is Dr. Benjamin Kolaska with work patient Samantha Guerra and you get a bloody stool diarrhea. Switching on my skin and say, Dr. Nelson, I'm a shell blood, especially on the cardiac and upper tissue colonoscopy. With bias instruments, lymphocyte colonoscopy, which I'm going to have a patient, which is later. It's going to be like to my tissue might send calls by fresh and calling by fresh, but it's a second term. I identified the picture. Coming on, I did not see any colitis or proctitis or ileitis. Patient had poorly prepped colon, especially in the right side and sigmoid colon, cecum. I'm wondering if the patient may have overflow incontinence that could contribute to the diarrhea. But randomized, we're taking from the term ileum, colon, rectum, they all send a different jar. Rectal patient, then question until I have no bleeding, so if state nervous system did not see some of the patient on complication, final colonoscopy, the cecum and terminal ileum. Number two, poorly prepped colon. Number three, nervous any ileitis, colitis, or proctitis, an example shown of the intestine and a large and small intestine. And then point on hemorrhage, most likely to cause bleeding. Recommendation, peripheral antibiotics to the colon and terminal ileum for maximal inflammation. Number two, recommendation to have a celiac spool panel, fecal calprotectin, IBD panel, and also CT enterogram as a work for diarrhea. If all the work have come negative, patients still continue to have the diarrhea and biopsy negative, then recommendation to have a colonoscopy with adequate prep. Follow-up to his annotation, their procedure was January 28, 2022. Copy to Dr. Patrick Dang, D-A-N-G Dang, and copy to Dr. Farhan Sari. Thanks. Patient option, thanks.